Up, Soul Warriors, welcome to this Saturday Night Soul Session live with me, Reverend LC, and you. And I'm super excited to be here once again. New surroundings in a whole new location, bad lighting, but I hope that the message is going to be good. I'm going to talk to you tonight about abundance. So it's a word that is thrown around and we have some ideas about it, but I really want to help you understand through my experience of this week how abundance is a state of being, and everything that you are moving towards in your life, or you feel led to move towards in your life, or that you want, wants you. But we're going to talk about how to develop that abundance mindset. And, you know, just to start it off, we got to start with the definition of abundance. And that is the state or condition of having a copious quantity of something, a plentifulness. But there is valuable information in just that first sentence alone, in that definition. It's a state of being, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So I'm super excited to be here. I can't wait to share with you guys this week. I know that we're all going through, collectively and individually, we're going through a lot of shakeups and breakups, and you know, things are really, really shifting in our lives fast, and it feels overwhelming. That's why I'm committed to continue to show up here week after week with you as much as I possibly can, with hopefully something that can resonate to your soul during this time, and maybe possibly help you get through it in a more positive way, not in a toxically positive way, but in a way that you know it is going towards your highest and best good. And, you know, that's what I hope to give here. That's what I live. That's what I embody. And I'm not perfect. I'm on this journey with y'all. And I'm super excited to be here. Thank you so, so much. If you get value here, please do all the things, like, share, subscribe. If you're part of any other conscious recovery groups, let me know about them. I'm really interested in that. I am so ready to get into this. This is going to be awesome. I'm grateful you're here. Please do all the stuff, share, subscribe, do all the stuff, and let's just get to it. What's up, you beautiful souls? Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so grateful to be here and to have you guys here with me. It's so different working from different spaces, but I'm super excited to be where I am. I'm a blessed human being, and I know that. Sometimes I don't always remember it, and I have to remind myself, and that's kind of what inspired this entire episode or video that we're going to do tonight, this talk we're going to have tonight, is just the type of week. You know, we're coming to a place in our lives where there are a lot of cycles closing in our lives, and these are big things, especially for those in the recovery community, because you're called because, you know, what we do is healing. That's what recovery is. It's a healing journey. So, you know, I believe that we are called probably sometimes in a lot of ways more than most, because this is the life that we have to embody to ensure that we don't go back to old coping mechanisms that are detrimental to our lives, to our families, to our health, to everything. And so to do that, we have to be in a state of healing and growing. And so, you know, right now, there is this massive, massive call to heal a lot of these things that have been happening in our lives through generations. And that's what, you know, when I talk about how purposed we all are, and how I've been saying for years, you know, since the whole opioid crisis blew up, is that we as the recovery community, the healing community, are called to help humanity, you know, as a whole. Collectively, because what a lot of people need, we already got, because this is the life we have to embody in order to stay alive and to continue to grow. There's always a next step. There's always a next, you know, road, another fork in the road to our journey. And so we're going through a lot of stuff right now in this time, very collectively and individually in our lives, where we're being asked to heal a lot of huge cycles in our lives, usually generational cycles, big cycles within us. So if you have been experiencing a lot of old issues coming up in your life lately, experiencing a lot of chaos, a lot of things that are breaking apart, a lot of things that are breaking down, this is what you're going through. And a lot of this, you're being called forward to help, to transmute, to do all of those things, to heal through those things. What's up, Brandy? Thanks for being here. And so that's a lot of what's going on, but it's hard to see that when you are inside the frame of your life. So, you know, I've been very open with all that I have been going through, especially this summer, these last few years. My gosh, you know, my cycle began in late 2007, 2008. I told a lot of that story, I think, a week before last. So it's in there, but that's when a lot of big, monumental, destructive things began to happen in my life. And all of it is really, really coming full circle and leading to here. And I too am closing out a lot of cycles. I'm closing out a lot of cycles in my family. I'm closing out a lot of cycles in my own abundance mindsets, my own ways of being, you know, who it is that I want to become, being fully aware of who I am now. But it hasn't been easy. It's not always easy when you're standing in the midst of the struggle. It's very hard to take your focus off of the things that really, really are asking you for survival, or at least what we feel they're asking us for survival. And so I've been in a week like that too, but it's kind of coming to the tail end. So this week wasn't as, you know, massively stressful and has asked me for so much extra. So I know that it's kind of coming to a close, but we get ourselves into these almost thinking and feeling habits when we're in these modes, especially when we get clutched back into that survival pattern, that place where everything's going to fall apart if I don't, you know, do this, this, and this, and we're coming at it with a lot of lack. So it's like we keep pushing it farther and farther. But we get caught in those places and we don't even realize it, especially if a lot of things start happening at once. And so this week for me, I was still kind of caught up in the intense staring at what I'm perceived as my own survival. And I just became aware of that in the moment. Like I just did a check-in with myself, a random check-in, and realized my shoulders were tight and I was all frontal and I was in it. And I stood up for a second right before I got really aggravated with what I was doing. And I stood up for a second and I just looked around and I'm standing in the middle of this construction site. I'm in this bathroom. I'm repainting this bathroom and I stand up for a minute. And I just bring myself to the place of realizing that in that moment, what I was really focused on was this big issue and the aggravation was going to cause it to be a bigger issue. But I, in that moment, realized, holy shit, like I'm living within the life that I dreamed of years before. Like I, in that moment, began to shift my focus from being aggravated with this one thing and being in that state of survival and being really pissed off and worried about the deadline and nothing's going right and all of that stuff. And then I took that moment to come back to myself, and we're talking 2 minutes, two whole minutes, and realize that these are the kind of problems I get to have. Because I'm now living within something that I dreamed about years before. And I say all that to say this, what that ended in up like producing in me was this state of abundance, feeling, really getting consciously and looking at all that I have in every area. And in doing that, it reminded me of so many things. It reminded me, number one, I always have a choice of what state I'm going to be in. And that's my state of being. It's not my mindset necessarily. It's not my physicality necessarily, but it's my state of being. I have to be so anchored within that so that outside things can't pick and pull me off of it. And it reminded me that I have a choice of that state of being. It doesn't belong to the news. It doesn't belong with what's happening in the government. It doesn't belong to how much money's in my bank account. It doesn't belong to anybody else. It belongs to me, and I have a choice. And in that moment, I can begin to take what is sure to grow into a bigger negative issue and ring it back around and realize that I'm so grateful to have these kind of problems. I wanted to own my own business. I wanted to work for myself. It has taken years for me to get into a space where I was confident enough to truly step into something and accept, you know, a job that really is a career-altering job. And so if I'm staying honed in on this one little bitty thing, how much of all this am I missing? And if I don't get myself into a state of abundance, I can't call abundance back to me. Because when you're broke as hell, money doesn't chase you down the road and try to give itself to you. It continuously runs further and further away from us. And when we opened the show, we read the definition of abundance. And what was so important in that whole thing is that, I'm trying to read some notes that I've got from a class I'm taking. What's so important in that definition is the fact that it starts out with the state or condition of. We don't bring into our lives what it is that we truly want. We bring in our lives like who we are. Because it's not impossible to bring stuff into your life that you want, that you think you want. Because a lot of times we'll get those things and then we'll kind of realize, oh, this wasn't what I thought it was going to be. It didn't have the results, da 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 da. And you can either get frustrated with that, or you can start going through the steps of becoming, you know, it's so easy to use money because it's something that we all have to go through and we probably all struggled with and we're working on that. And if you're in the recovery space, my offer still stands. I'd love to do a money class with you guys, even if we did 3 1-hour Zoom meetings split up. But it's not about changing how you make money. It's changing your relationship with money, your beliefs around money. That's what begins to start bringing more money. It doesn't mean you get to lay on the couch and visualize money and it falls in your lap. It means that you will naturally begin to move towards the things. That's why the title is What You Want Wants You. Because what you want wants you. But it can't just come to you in any state of being. I've had money come to me before, many different times. And it never stayed. Because I had very subconscious belief systems around money, especially coming from a place of coping and active addiction. What did we do with all of our money? You know, so it was on a subconscious level that it was like when money would come in, I would almost do my best to get rid of it. And I also realized that it didn't fix things. All the things that I thought maybe it would fix, it didn't fix all that. And so that in turn caused me to go back within and say, but not just happy-go-lucky, turn around and go heal something. No, I went through some really tough and dark times, really go into that place of, why can't I hold on to money? Like, what's wrong with me? Embarrassing. I was ashamed that, you know, the money was gone. You know, and I kept telling myself, but I didn't spend it on dope, and I didn't do this, and I didn't do that. And I had to begin to come out of that by reminding myself of all of the actual good things that I did do with that. And just knowing that if I can bring it in, then I can bring it in again. But I've spent a lot of time trying to embody the state of abundance, which again is the state or condition of having a copious quantity of something. It's plentifulness. And so I like to be in my life in an abundant state of knowing that, you know, I have the wife that I want. I mean, you know, I have a wife that, you know, I dreamed about growing up, and, you know, someone who fiercely was loyal to me and took care of me and, you know, help, you know, let me be in my space, in my place, and just, there's just something, you know, I'm just grateful I have that. You know, I have so much. I have the son that I always wanted. You know, I have the body that I always wanted. I have, you know, the business that I always wanted. And I live in a world that's so plentiful. I can walk outside my door and I can be within nature and I can look at nature and see its example, because it mirrors back to us how life can be. You know, the trees don't borrow from each other. They don't, you know, run around and say, well, did you get more water than me? Or, you know, I can't give you any of my water because it's going to take from mine. And they don't do that. Nature just is, and it lives in a state of allowance, and it lives in a state of abundance. And I know all this stuff sounds real hairy-fairy for a lot of people, and maybe it's not for you, but for those it resonates with, this is what really, really works for me, is being able to back myself out of basically my frontal mind, my survival mind, and see and embody all that I am already abundant with. And when you do an exercise where you put yourself in a state of abundance, where you just sit still and you really start looking at your life. Now, the stories that you're currently telling yourself and the reality that you're staring at is going to try to run its, you know, when you sit down and close your eyes, it's going to try to run its narrative across to you beforehand. So just let it run. Don't grab on to anything in your thoughts, so to speak. Don't latch on to any part of that story. Let it run through and then start to really think about and go all the way down to the smallest space in your life. I have the greatest, smartest, cutest dog on earth. I can feel super, you know, abundant. That just adds to my feeling of abundant. And when you begin to do that, you start to create an abundance mindset where it starts to begin to be easier for you to begin to notice those places, or get into a place where you start catching yourself going, you know, down that survival space faster and faster and faster. Not to say you're never going to go there, because we're human and we will. It's not about creating an abundance mindset that stays there 24/7, because in that we can't grow like that. See, we live in a world that's polarized. I mean, it's positive and negative. And so we have to continue to go through things in order to continue to grow and embody and become and have all of that that we're asking for. You know, that whole situation in that bathroom of realizing, you know, holy crap, you know, like I'm living my dreams all the way down to my childhood. This will sound trivial to y'all, and maybe I've said this before, but my grandfather used to have this old golf cart when I was a kid, and I was by myself a lot. So that was what I did. Like, I made up these trails through the woods that I would ride this golf cart, and I would just have this amazing imaginary time riding this golf cart. And even making a wish all the way back then, you know, I work on an island where it's got all these intricate roads and it's mostly golf carts. Like, nobody has a car here unless you're like a contractor. So it's golf carts. And so I went all the way back to even that little stuff that seems insignificant. But what it's meant to do is let you know that in this trying time where you're closing out massive cycles and you're integrating massive changes within your life, that there is hope that what you're doing right now is going to pay you in dividends coming up as well. When I first began my recovery journey, A lot of you know this, some of you don't. You know, I made these non-negotiables with myself. And in one of them was, I was just going to tell the truth no matter how awful it was, how uncomfortable it made me, how scared I was, if it was going to hurt somebody else, like I was going to tell the truth. And anything that I thought to do in any situation, I was just going to do the exact opposite. Because all I knew how to do was continuously get myself back in that situation. And so I made those non-negotiables with myself early in the game. And it was the toughest, like, you know, like everything in me was so uncomfortable. I was so used to, you know, the manipulating and lying and all the things that we have to do in that space, that it was so hard and so uncomfortable for me. But as I look back during even all of that time and starting to implement a lot of the things that I tell you guys about now, which is gratitude lists, you know, and being, start to opening yourself up to see things. We have to be like super willing to be honest with ourselves about where we are and what we're seeing in order to get the opportunity to make a new choice on how we want to see things. There was a situation that had been happening within me all summer where I had this one fixed perceived idea of where it was coming from and why it was happening. And it was born out of this trauma that kept coming up and asking to be healed. So it was very familial, and it was, you know, and I know that's why I talk about these big cycles that are coming to an end. They could be something you're very well healing in your whole generational line, in your familial, you know, patterns. And that same day in the bathroom, you know, I had become the victim of this thought process. I had become the victim of this perceived idea, or the almost this filter that I was seeing this whole situation, this whole situation go down in. And in that time in that bathroom, it's weird saying it out loud that this all happened in a bathroom, but in that bathroom, it's like I all of a sudden had the clarity to realize that the way I had perceived this entire summer and situation, that was not it at all. Like, this was the summer that God, divinity, the universe, whatever your name is for, you know, the source that has created all of us and has, you know, it's just amazing that this was God's just showing me, like, are you ready? You know, if you're ready, I got to know that you're ready to go where I'm ready to take you, where you've asked, where you've worked to go. I got to know that you're ready to go there. Because it's not about what we want. It's about who we become. And so all of these challenges came in this summer. And when I began to look at it as from that lens, from that filter, I was actually able to see all the ways that I showed up. I got to reminisce back on starting this journey and being so in the dark that I couldn't even possibly imagine being able to live in the state of being and the mindset and the life that I live right now. I didn't even know to imagine this. And that's the beauty of closing these cycles. That's the beauty of healing. That's the beauty of continuing to move towards your highest and greatest self. But when I chose to come out of the place of the victim and really see all that, it really brought me to this place that would basically be my knees. In gratitude, because sometimes we forget to have gratitude for ourselves. Sometimes we forget to look back and really, really connect with ourselves on us going through this together, because there are so many different versions of you throughout your life that are all still there and present in this big journey. And they're so grateful to you for all that you're doing and all you've done and the healing that's taken place in your life and the healing that's still to come, and all the ways you've turned your focus around and your mindset around and the deeper connection that you have with yourself or your relationships or your healing path, your purpose, your destiny, the things that you have come to find joy and prosperity and abundance in. You know, that's who you are. Like, you are an alchemist. If you're on a recovery journey of any kind, you are an alchemist. And we can't live in the past and do something about the past when the past has already happened. But all of this that you live from this day to day, you know, I took that back to the beginning of my recovery journey because I had a lot of karma that I had set up. And I use that word loosely, but everybody understands it, so you get what I mean. But I had a lot of momentum built up from a lot of stuff. And so every time something new would come and try to just bowl me over from the past momentum and the karma that I had built up, I had this karma checklist in my mind that I would say, okay, one down, however many more to go. But I kept sowing seeds of change. I kept sowing seeds. I kept stepping closer to my own authenticity, who I am as a being of source, a being of God, who I am here called to be and do, and the things I'm here to do and the people I'm here to, you know, meet and connect with and share with and all those things. I have been determined to take steps towards that every day since that very day that I decided that this is it. Something big has got to happen within me. I can't just stop using. That's not going to work. I got to have something change within my mind, within my heart. I got to do something with this pain that I'm constantly overwhelmed by and trying to drown in whatever substance was available. I've managed to build that up within myself, that I know without a doubt that even though I may be going through what seems like hell right now, that it is only here to move me into that next stage of life that I've been asking for. And I can be assured that there's going to be some challenges in that as well. It's not about becoming, you know, having no challenges. It's about who you become within the challenge. Do you let it make you bitter? Do you let it take you down? Do you let it, you know, drain everything, you know, all of your essence away? Or do you rise up and you meet it and you heal it and you see it and you embody it and you do what you can with it and you release it? All depends on you and how you show up. All depends on you and how you show up. And I want you to know that if you take a moment, you will find out that you are truly abundant. And that's it. And when you do that, when you just sit and do that little technique that we were talking about earlier, where you just decide to sit down for 3 minutes and embody abundance, that changes the way you go out in the world. That changes your energy. That changes your vibration. And you will begin to see it show up for you louder and louder and louder and louder in your life the more you do it. Even if you do that for 3 minutes a day, you will begin to see your life start to change. And you will begin to notice that you get less overwhelmed in these situations. You'll begin to notice that you become aware quicker, you know, when you're in those midst. You'll start to see those. And these are the techniques of how you ultimately gain more abundance. There's this great book in Access Consciousness. It's called Money's Not the Problem, You Are. And that's so true. So many of us, when we have money, especially in this time, where we are as a financial country and a world is very shaky and scary, and the prices of things are a lot. And it's easy to get caught in a survival of that and feel like every time you're paying something out, just have these like physical, like intense reactions to that. And that's when we are, and that is when we're embodying the state that is the opposite of abundance, which is lack. We're embodying that state in that moment. And I had to just back up and relook at the way that I had a relationship about money. Always, you know, coming from a single mom, or even when she had husbands, they didn't provide. So it was like we never really had much. My grandparents came out of the Depression. And so even though they lived a comfortable life, they did not do extras. And so it was always, we don't have the money for that, or no, or you can't have that. Those things start to build in you this belief system around money. We've all heard money doesn't grow on trees. What do you think? I'm, you know, got an endless supply of money and all these things. So those things plant seeds within us. And a lot of times, most of us that go through an active addiction, we also have money issues, because it's like, that there's an addiction to spending, you know, because shopping does dopamine in the brain as well. So a lot of times it's easy to go from one pacifier, one addiction, to another addiction, because it's firing off something in the brain. But we tend to get rid of our money very quickly. Sometimes it scares us to have a lot of money around, because money can be a trigger. So there's all types of different ways that we have these thoughts and these belief systems about money that are keeping money away from us, even though that's what we need. That's what's up, my brother. What's up, Nick? You're right. Dopamine rush. And we'll trade one pacifier for the other every time. And it's not about not doing that or slapping yourself if you do that. It's about realizing that this is a journey. It's healing. Recovery is a healing journey. And so we have to start realizing and recognizing where we are picking up other pacifiers. Somebody asked me this amazing question. There is this amazing acting troupe that's in our area, and they're called the Mouths of Babes. And they're an acting troupe that tells people's story. And I'm so honored that they're going to be telling my story. We had to reschedule our overdose awareness event because of the hurricane a couple weeks ago. So it's September the 28th in Wilmington at 5:00. But they're going to be telling my story this week. But in talking to him, we were talking about this whole pacifier topic. And he said, well, what should it be? Should we not have pacifiers, or like, should we get rid of all pacifiers? And I don't think so. Like, I think that we are called to be balanced. I think that we are made the yin and yang. I think that we are made with both masculine and feminine. We're called to be balanced. And I think there is a very healthy level of pacifiers that we can utilize. That the greatest thing about those of us on a recovery journey from active addiction is we can be more aware when these pacifiers start kind of moving us along, if we take the time to study ourselves. You are your absolute greatest resource to your recovery. You can build an entire recovery battle plan from your history alone. And so don't be afraid to go in those spaces, those dark corners, and look and really take it apart, you know, almost like an engineer or an architect with a blueprint. Take apart your life. Can't change the past. What happens, happens. But what now? You know, what else is possible now? Because the truth about you, and I'm going to leave you with this, the truth about you is that you are a direct embodiment of source energy. You are limitless in the aspects of who you truly are. And just like I titled this video, everything you want wants you. We just have to move from being the chaser to the receiver. And more than care to admit, have a big issue with receiving. And so I urge you not to stare at the limitations or the troubles that you're having or the cycles that are being ended or what you're called to be doing or what's coming up to be healed. I beg you not to look at that from just one perspective. Don't look at it from a place of a victim. Look at it from the place of power, which is who you truly are. And see that even this is getting you prepared to live the next level of your highest and best self, your dreams. So whatever's happening right now is getting ready to deliver you to what you dreamed of however long ago. And so continue to dream big and visualize all that you want right now, because that too will be coming at some point. This is just what I know because I look at my life, and in every area, I see that I'm living the dreams that I dreamed of in the past, in times past. Some things work, some things don't. Some things have been amazing, some things not so much, but it's all been leading me to get more specific with who I want to be and where I want to go. So it's all there. It's all there. And I know you've been going through a lot. I don't have to know who you are to know that you've been going through a lot. This is a collective, and it's, I'd love to say that it's going to get better. But it's not about what we do on the outside of us, because we change the world when we change ourselves. When we vibrate different, the world vibrates different. And that's what we're being called to do. You know, if you need to, if you feel a passion to carry a picket sign or join groups or whatever like that, yeah, you know, do that. But don't think that that's all you have to do to change the world, because the world needs you right now to heal yourself from within. This is what the world needs most. We can't truly come together and love each other if we don't know how to first love ourselves. And we have a very skewed notion of what self-love is through generations past. And so a lot of us in this time are setting things up for those that will come after us to truly understand and embody what self-love actually means. You know, most of us that are my age that are trying to make this shift now, we come from a place of thinking, of believing that self-love equals selfish. It means you got to cut everybody else off and just do for you. And that's not what it means whatsoever. It means knowing that you're abundant, knowing that you're perfect, knowing that you're made to be here. Exactly how you show up, that's who you're made to be. And for whatever reason, this is the journey that we chose. And so, all right, I'm going to leave you all there, because if not, I could rattle on. But, you know, it's hard. I take my focus off of the external. Be careful of how many fires they're lighting everywhere to get your attention off of everything and just bring it right back to you. Always bring it back home to you. That's where it lives anyway. And change how you see the world, and the world changes. I'm telling you. Oh, was struggling too. Looked back, and yes, you're right. I'd rather the problems today than the problems of my past, with active addiction in the mix. Yeah, Brandy, that is what is so true. So true. Yep. Self-soothing is okay. That's so true. We got to have those pacifiers, man. I'm not going without my Netflix or Prime Video. I like to watch movies, and there are times that I like to lay around and do nothing. And it's taken me a long, long time not to feel guilty for that. You know? So, yeah, Perfect. Yep, that's exactly what it is. It's a manifestation. That's truly what all of it is. And we're supposed to be where we are. The world is shifting. There was something really valuable that I learned. You know, I live on the Atlantic, the East Coast. And so we have a very active hurricane season right now. Very, very active. And there is this huge storm that's out. And we're not sure what's going to happen with it. I don't think we're going to get a direct hit, but you know, like these things are unpredictable. But I remember getting really caught in the fear of that. And I just asked myself, why hurricanes? You know, like, why do we have to have those? And it was amazing that earlier today, or yesterday, I think it was, I actually found out that hurricanes were necessary. Like hurricanes are what, help equal out the temperature on the poles, on the equator. And so without the hurricanes, then the temperature would be way off and it would affect the entire country. The entire world. And it was just so like, so clear. It just like was a neon sign. That's exactly what's happening in our life right now. Like we are in the midst of emotional hurricanes. But yet they're necessary to clear out and clean out the things that can't go with us to this next level. And so if what's true in the macro is true in the micro, then that's exactly what's happening. That's exactly what's happening. Yes, they are. Emotional storms are the equalizer. So true. So true. Even though they feel like shit going through them and they can be devastating and you can lose everything, it's equalizing something. And if you'll learn to embody abundance, you know, abundance doesn't just mean money. It's so cliche right now because the word is used so much in everything, you know, all of the law of everything. But it goes deeper than that. Remember, abundance is a state of being. And the more you be something, the more it comes to you. You don't have to go out seeking and running and, you know, all the stuff, you know, striving harder. You go from a chaser to an allower. And when you can walk through your life and allow life to bless you, then you're living life on a level that's beyond your dreams. And that's what I hope for you. That's what you want for you. That's exactly what I pray for you. And you can have it. You can have it. You can have it. All right. Listen, if you want to be a part of the money class, then y'all are going to have to DM me. I haven't heard from anybody yet. And I'm trying to look for at least, you know, like five people, like at least five people, maybe, you know, I'd say between four and six, if we can get that many. Like it's going to be set at like $20 so that you can invest in something and you have an investment in it, which a lot of times when we invest in ourselves in that way, we will complete it and show up. But it's just about changing your relationship to money. So, you know, we don't talk a lot about credit and recovery, and we should. You know, we need to talk about credit. We need to talk about credit repair. We need to, you know, talk about our relationship to money. We need to talk about, you know, how money works. If you guys are interested in that, then DM me on Instagram. That'll probably be the easiest place. And that is @recovery_soulfood. DM me there and say I'm in, and we'll set it up. We'll do 3-hour-long Zoom sessions, and we'll split them up to where it works for the group. Hey, if you like our content here and you want to help us keep growing and going, then you can become a monthly supporter at anchor.fm/recovery soul food. You can click the support this podcast button and pick a plan that works for you. I think the most expensive plan is like $9.99 a month. It goes from 99 cents a month, $4.99 to $9.99. If you just want to make a one-time donation, all of that information is in the description box below. You remember, I don't have the book here with me because I'm away from home, but our good friend and my soul sister, Pamela Topchian, who didn't get to be here tonight because she's driving home. I hope she's safe. She's written an amazing book. I didn't come this far to only come this far. You can get that book and so much of her original art journals. And she's got so much amazing stuff and it comes from her heart. She's the most amazing human being, on earth. I love her. Grateful to be connected to her. You can go to Amazon.com, type in Pamela Topchian, T-O-P-J-I-A-N. And look at all of that stuff. And I think that if you want some cool swag, if you want to know where I got this t-shirt, this is a Sober is the New Cool Super Sober shirt. You can get any kind of Sober is the New Cool merch at soberisthenewcool.ca. If you want to learn more about Access Consciousness or have a bar session done, if you are in the Wilmington area, I am a certified bars giver. I don't know what it's called. Bars giver. You can connect with me on, also on Instagram. But if you want to learn more, accessconsciousness.com. Always give my buddy Brendan Watt a shout out. He featured our podcast, our episode in his monthly newsletter. He's an amazing human being and I appreciate him for that. And he's a good friend. He's coming back for part two. Man, for everybody who's been here, and especially if you hung out this long, thank you so much. I appreciate you. And for those that'll watch this some other time, thank you. I really appreciate this. I live to do this, man. This is the most grounding thing in my life. And I thank y'all, however many of you there is or will be, even if it's just you two, my friend Nick and my friend Brandy. That's so cool, man. I'm just grateful to get to spend time and do something like this. Man, it's everything to me. So I appreciate y'all for allowing me to do this. All right. Until next time, remember, you can get up from your give up and create a life you love. I promise. All right. I'll see y'all next week. Bye, guys.